10-minute speaker is Christian F. from San Diego.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Christian. I'm an alcoholic. Thank you, Brian. Is Brian here? Brian asked me to speak like 3 months ago, so I've had a long time to think about this. Welcome to anyone who's new. Welcome to newcomers tonight. A lot of times when I talk, I kind of talk to you guys because I think that's everyone's real important here, but I think it's real important for a message to be carried to you and to have you guys come back because I don't know. For me, Alcoholics Anonymous has saved my life. And when I came here, I didn't want to be here. I did not want Alcoholics Anonymous to be a solution in my life. I didn't want to talk about God. I didn't want to have anything to do with that. I certainly didn't want to hang out with you guys on a Saturday night. So welcome to people who are new who don't want to be here on a Saturday night. Like, that's, I get that. I've been, I drank every day, but weekends for me early in recovery was really important for me to have my ass in a seat every weekend on a Friday and Saturday and Sunday night. And when I first got here, I didn't really have a life, so I had a lot of opportunity to go to a lot of meetings. And meetings really aren't the program of recovery, but meetings are where you get the hope, where I got the hope, and meetings are where I met the old-timers that shared their solution to how they got through this. And meetings are where this fellowship is where like a bunch of people who should be dead, who have died, who are here together for the same purpose. We have this common bond that not a lot of people share, and that's that close to death kind of experience that we've had. And if you don't think alcohol is a life or death experience for you, I don't know if you're going to want to be willing to do the work that it takes to do what we do here in Alcoholics Anonymous. There's a lot of action that needs to be taken. There's a lot of musts in that book that it says that we need to do. And yeah, it's suggested, but it's life or death for me. And I don't really like hearing speakers talk about what you should do or what we should do. It's like, I really try and keep it to my experience. And so I don't really have much time to share my experience. And I definitely don't have much time to tell you what it was like. All I can tell you is I absolutely love the feeling that alcohol gave me. And it wasn't limited to alcohol. I absolutely love the feeling that marijuana gave me, that cocaine gave me, that crack gave me. But alcohol was really what was my downfall. Well, actually, cocaine was too, but that's how I got here. I don't know. It's not a requirement to do cocaine to get into Alcoholics Anonymous, but rarely are there purebreds in Alcoholics Anonymous anymore. I think a lot of us, including Bill, was doing sedatives and drinking. I love adding stuff to alcohol. Especially the uppers, it just keeps me drinking more. And that's what I love to do is drink. And I love to drink because it gives me a feeling of comfort and of peace and ease. Alcohol does for me what doesn't do for normal people. Alcohol, not even drinking, just knowing I'm at work and I'm gonna drink gives me a feeling of peace and ease. And I remember even driving like to the bars or, you know, like just knowing that was coming. That in itself gave me comfort. And I don't think that happens to normal people. And I stayed here long enough to realize through having a sponsor take me through the steps and really outlining the program of recovery, which is in the first 164 pages of this big book over there that Sean has, that's where I truly learned what my problem is. And when you first get here, you might think that drinking is your problem. And it is. It was for me. It was a matter of life or death. It was killing me. But I don't have a drinking problem today. I don't have an obsession to drink, and I don't have the physical allergy, which also I've learned separates me from normal people. When I drink, something clicks inside me, and my body wants more, and I don't have any power of choice in that. As much as I'd like to say that I can choose that, or I've put together 5 days, so now we're good, like, I can't choose. I do not have the power to not drink. And if drinking works for you like it did for me, like, why stop? But it had to get really bad for me, and that's what happened, you know. It started out as a harmless drink that I knew that first drink, when I drank when I was 15 years old, this alcohol was going to play a very important part in my life. And I absolutely loved the way it made me feel. And up until that point, like, as soon as I drank, that was probably the best feeling I had ever felt in my life. And I wanted to do that as often and as much as I could. And I did. And it turned into lots of other things. And truly, for 10 to 11 years of my life, my whole life revolved around alcohol and drugs. That's all I wanted to do. I had no really dreams or aspirations to do anything other than drink. And as lame as that sounds, I'm not the kind of alcoholic that was able to go to a four-year, go to university, get a degree, and get a career, and get a wife and kids, and like I just go until the wheels fall off. I'm not capable of doing any of that stuff because I love to drink, and about probably 4 minutes into it, it got bad, and I tiptoed around the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous when I was 24 years old, half-assed this deal, and I didn't get anything. You know, the book talks about half measures availed us nothing, and it availed me nothing. I went to one meeting a week, went out to hang out with some old friends at bars, I got drunk after 6 months of sobriety, and it wasn't even sobriety, it was dry. So what I realized was that yes, drinking's a problem, but there's an underlying cause of what is my alcoholism is what centers in my mind. And I got here desperate, because I knew that I wasn't able to stay sober on my own. And I showed up in these rooms willing to do anything you guys said, within reason. And you know what? It's been almost a 19-year journey. You know, I've grown up in Alcoholics Anonymous. I got sober in November 20th of 99, when I was 25 years old. And I've grown up in AA, and anything that's good in my life is a result of AA. And I owe my life to Alcoholics Anonymous because the process of going through the steps has given me a relationship with a God of my understanding that solves all of my problems today. And I did not come here to get God. I was like, this is what I thought about God. I didn't want to have anything to do with God. But if you're as desperate as am I too? Yeah. Okay, almost. If you're as desperate as me, you're willing to hang out with strangers and pray to a God that you don't understand, and do steps that you don't think are going to work, and that's exactly what I did. I jumped in, you know, both feet. What is it, head first or both feet in? Or I don't know. I was all in. I didn't have a life, and so lots of action. Old timer stressed to me lots of action and showing up, and really being involved in the three legacies of Alcoholics Anonymous, which is unity, service, and recovery. Unity being a part of this fellowship, showing up to meetings. Service being going through the steps, and or actually that's recovery, being going through the steps, having another sponsor taking me through the steps. And then service is being of service and carrying this message. And what this message is hopefully a message of hope. A message that if you want to stop drinking, Alcoholics Anonymous is a really good place to be. We don't have the lock on sobriety. We don't have the patent. But there's millions of people that have done this, including myself, and continue to do this, and continue to get a fulfilled life as a result of it. And what alcohol and drugs used to do for me, now, you know, I love the effects produced by that. Now I love the effects produced by action and the byproduct of doing what we do here and doing the steps and praying, you know, doing these inventories that we don't want to do and take a look at some really uncomfortable dark shit. And getting rid of that and sharing that with someone and clearing up my past. And now that I know I can walk down the street and I don't ever have to worry about who I'm going to run into because I'm clean, I'm good, I've made my amends. And now it's really about keeping this conscious contact with a God that I still don't understand, but I have absolute certainty that this power that does work through me as a result of taking actions and showing up and doing the prayer and meditation and truly sharing this message that's where I get fulfilled. And this is, you know, I don't know if I really, a lot of the things that I have today, I don't know if I would have wanted when I came here. You know, I didn't want to be responsible, and I was afraid of responsibility. But you know, what I've been given in Alcoholics Anonymous is I could never pay this debt. And what I do to express this gratitude for Alcoholics Anonymous is through just love and service. That's as simple for me. If I can explain to you what God is, the easiest way for me to explain it is love. And if I can be loving in all of my actions in my life, then I believe I'm carrying the message of God and the message of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I don't drink today. I don't think about drinking. If I think about drinking, it's not an obsession. It's like, oh yeah, that's what I used to do. It's like I've been placed in a position of neutrality, safe and protected. And I love the life I have today. And it doesn't mean that bad things don't happen. There's some uncomfortable shit I've gone through and will continue to go through. But as a result, if I really seek God in trying to really expand in my understanding and effectiveness of God and what God is and what I'm not, then I'll be okay. And lastly, I'll wrap it up with this, is, sponsorship has really been really big for me in the last few years. And as a result of carrying this message that I have, you know, there's a lot of guys that that I've been able to see have these spiritual awakenings as a result of these steps. And fucking, I cry every time when I speak. It's so weird. But I didn't come here. I didn't give a shit about any of you. And now I give a shit about someone. And that's one of the spiritual awakenings of this whole deal, is like, I have a genuine concern for other people today. And that's not how it was when I came here. And I think that's all the time I have. But if you're new, grab one of us. You might not know who's gone through the steps, but look for the people who are smiling and having a good time and seem like something's going on in their life. And for the people who are smiling and things are going on in your life, look at the people, you know, go up to the person that's on their phone, like uncomfortable in the back, just hanging out by themselves. I don't know. I love Alcoholics Anonymous, and hopefully what I've shared tonight gets that across to you. And hopefully you show up for another meeting if you're new and just keep doing this deal and getting a sponsor and going through this deal, because it's beautiful. And I promise you, amazing things will happen in your life. Thank you.